Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here in just a minute. But, you know, we started something here on the station this morning, led by John Ritchie. John is carrying the torch right now to try to get respect for running backs again. Backs for Barkley. Hugh, we need to move this forward, right? It's not just he's having a great season. We know he's having a special season. And the idea is, you know, like, why not just give him the MVP? It doesn't have to be a quarterback award. So we thought, let's bring on as many great running backs as we could find, great backs from the past, to kind of help us with this message. So it started this morning with John Ritchie. And now, joining us, you know him as an Eagles Hall of Famer. He was in studio with us about a month ago. The facility on FS1, LeSean Shady McCoy, talking backs for Barkley.
Shady!
What's up, Shady?
What's up, guys? Hey, you got the morning jumping with that music y'all had going on. Okay.
A little bit. Hey, man, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for calling. I know you got a busy schedule, man, and I know you got a lot going on, but I appreciate you getting back to us on this phone call. But my question to you is this. When you see, especially being a running back, LeSean, what is it about Saquon that just makes him so different, man? Because we've had Pro Bowl running backs here. We had one last year in DeAndre Swift. But what about him that makes him so different?
Hey, real quick, I got to give a shout-out to my guy John Ritchie. He's a Harrisburg legend. I'm from Harrisburg. He is, too, so shout-out to him. Saquon's a special, man. Like, first of all, when you have the best offensive line in the league, it makes it a lot easier for him. So now you're giving him these big holes and lanes. A guy with his talent that's so explosive, so fast, right, so strong, it's hard to slow down his momentum. And then his guy gets the talent, takes over, making the first guy miss, breaking tackles. And he's fast. People forget how fast that dude is. And that's why he should get the MVP. I've been arguing for the last 3 weeks that Saquon should be the front runner for the MVP. You know, they tried to value the running back so much. And if you look at all the best teams, they got a good running game. And it just happens that our quarterback you know, with the MVP award is really Saquon Barkley. Simple as that.
LeSean, you're right about the devaluing of the position. It's changed so much from where it was maybe when you came in the league a little before that to where before this year, no one wanted to pay running backs. And LeSean, I like what you said there, because all the good teams, or a lot of the good teams this offseason that signed backs, it's all worked, right? Saquon here, Henry in Baltimore, Josh Jacobs in Green Bay. It feels like this is the turn. I feel like it's coming back here where teams are starting to realize defense and running the game, you can win that way, LeSean, led by Saquon here.
Yeah, man, it's been like a passing league for so long, right? And I don't know if it's the defense got a lot better, but they have. And they've been slowing down a lot of these high-power offenses. And then you get these running backs. Like, look at Detroit. Detroit is a dangerous team, right? But a lot of that has to do with the offensive line, number one. They're probably number two in the NFL. And then you go out there, you draft the first-round running back, right? And you go out there in free agency and spend some money to get another running back with David Montgomery. So that's what it is, man. Like, I think nowadays to win in this league and be an elite team, you need a running back. You need them, right? And then look at the Eagles. Like, we probably got number two or number three best wide receiver in football, however you want to see it, with A.J. Brown, right? And then the quarterback, Jalen's a really good quarterback. But when you got a guy like Saquon, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And that's what you're seeing every Sunday. Like, last game, right, he didn't have a great game, but he had a really good game. And it's funny where your back is so good, your offensive line is so good, where if you have a down game, it's 111 yards, right? Think about that. And he seals the game with a big explosive run in the fourth quarter to seal the game away against a really good team like the Ravens. So, yeah, Saquon is our answer, man, and we go as far as he takes us. That's the truth.
Shady, you mentioned that fourth quarter. What's remarkable is how many of these runs from Saquon have been in the second half or the fourth quarter. He has like 900 yards just in the second half of the game. Sean, what does that say about this O-line and him, that they get better and stronger as the game goes on?
You know, this is crazy to say this because, you know, when Kelce retired, right, he's probably the best center I played with. Probably the one or two linemen, because Jake Spears was really good. I didn't think I could see another good offensive line like that one, and this line may be better. I mean, if you just watch where they play, I was telling some guy that worked with in the facility that we have a really, really great offensive line, and you're playing against a really good run defense like the Ravens. You know, the first three quarters, you might not get no big burst. You might get a little 12-yard game, 15-yard game here and there. You might get some fives, some threes, some 4-yard gains. In the fourth quarter, when that big offensive line is wearing you down over and over again, and then you got a running back like Saquon, that's what shows you how good your running game really is. And you see a lot of these games, he might be bottled up for a little bit, but then when that fourth quarter hits and they're tired and he's still got energy and that line's still putting that weight on him, he knows his best. After a while, you can't hold up. And that's what's been happening lately.
Well, it has. LeSean McCoy joining us here. Talking about Saquon Barkley, backs for Barkley. All right, LeSean, let's play this out down the stretch. The Eagles have a real chance to get a bye, or at least the number two seed, a very high seed in the playoffs. How do you think they're going to handle Saquon down the stretch? Because he's got a real chance. I know you guys were talking about, we have a break in Eric Dickerson's record. Do you think they keep running him? Should they keep running him the last couple weeks of the season, or should they back off? Especially if, let's say that last week they know their playoff seeding. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two. Would you still try to let him break the record, or do you kind of say, hey, we got to keep you healthy for the postseason?
Oh, hell no. He done broke my darn record at 255 yards. He got to go get that record from Derek Dickerson. Go get it. You know, I'm laughing, but he got to go get that record. I think, as a running back, man, it's so hard to get them type of carries, right? Everything has to work right. You got to get a really good offensive line, the playmakers around you to even out and make it fair in the box. And also healthy. Like, he's been healthy this whole year, man. Like, all that stuff matters. The linemen, for the most part, maybe a game or two, but they all been playing together. If all them things are working out, you got to go for that record. He might not ever get another chance to go for 2,000 yards. Like, that's unheard of. There's only eight guys to do that. So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is, I was just thinking, like, back to, like, my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got, 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little bit more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. I don't really take no hits at all. So I was wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good, but
it's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
About the pros and cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years when we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for the record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh, listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. It's I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get your – I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get them numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back, you know, so.
Yeah, man, because like you said, man, this is – it's funny because, like, I was looking at my algorithm on my phone and they had Eric Dickerson on there and some of the other great running backs. This is a special thing, man. And when you look at the – and it wasn't that bad in New York, I guess. But when you look at what it was for Saquon in New York those first 6 years that he was in the league, man, and what it is now, I mean, hell, yeah, I would go for it too. I mean, I know he's a selfless guy, but hell, I'd go for it too.
I mean, as a competitor, right? Dudes want to go out there and play. They want to make a big bang. Like for example, man, being in New York, he had a couple good years, right? And a lot of it wasn't his fault, as we can see. And it's like, yo, I got a chance to rub this back in their face.
All day. It's that pettiness. I like that. Yes.
And then the worst thing is, like, you actually had the balls. I'm sorry I can say it on the radio. But
no, you can say balls all the time. We do that all the time. Don't worry about that.
To tell me, yo, you're not about to pay me. You're going to pay Daniel Jones? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So, yes, I feel like Saquon, he's aware of that. Like, we talk. You know what I'm saying? And he's. I will say he's a super humble kid. He's a great person to be around. If he wasn't a great running back, he'd be a good person because he is that. But he has that competitive nature. We had a golf event we do every year, Penn State versus Pittsburgh. So I remember I didn't know how competitive he was, right? Because you don't know how competitive somebody is until you play with him. You know what I mean? Until you're really teammates with him. And I seen how competitive he was to win the tournament. And that I love to see that. So sometimes, like even his last one, when he had the 255 yards, he says, yo, we got the record. You know, we beat Shady's record, right? That let me know right there. It's like, yo, he's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and when you're comparing this game, that's where the better players are. The better players in this league that I've been around, all the greats, the freaking Patrick Mahomes and the Tom Brady's, right? They compete at the highest level. The Jason Kelce's, all them dudes, they compete. So, yeah, go out there and get that record, man, and let everybody know, because it's not just a Saquon thing. This is a running back thing. That's how they value the running back market. And then this kid goes out there and sets the record. You know what I mean? Like, you know how beautiful that is?
Sounds beautiful.
No, it's a punctuation point on the season. And Shady, I'm not sure if you have, like, in your head the schedule. Do you know who the Eagles' last game is against this year?
The Giants?
It's the Giants. So he could set the record against the Giants. Like, to me, that adds to it.
Oh, that would be – no, we could write a book about this. Wow. I like that.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you play golf, though. Like, for real? You play golf for real, for real?
I'm good in everything. Come on, you know this.
I'm just saying.
We won the tournament.
I heard that. Okay. You got to get Hugh on the course.
I'm talking trash, and I can tell because he's competitive like I am. He didn't like care like that, but he's like he wanted to win. Because if I lost, I don't care, but I do want to win. You know what I mean? It's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I probably need it.
Yeah, you got to get on the course, Hugh. Come on now.
I got to get my golf outfits though, man. Because they be clowning me about my golf.
Nice little drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to get my outfits right, man. Because last time, Shady, they was clowning me. I was on the golf course.
Well, he wore a sweatsuit to the golf course.
On the golf course.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? See, that's the rich people problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Shady, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for making the time. Baxter Barkley, and we'll be watching the facility on FS1. Thank you, Shady.
Appreciate you, man.
Baxter Barkley, I like that. All right, guys, take it easy.
You got too. It. There he goes. LeSean McCoy there talking Baxter Barkley. See, there's so many elements to will Saquon break the record, right? How the next few games will go. They do play the worst run defense in the league this week in the Carolina Panthers. Are they in the running for the one seed?